a preventative nature.
Teaching them to use thimbles, that sort of thing, said Vimes.
Yes, it's amazing how far you can push a metaphor, isn't it?
Vimes prodded the paddles again. They were quite alarming.
Your marriage, Sergeant, said Lorne, was rosy right.
Yeah. My wife is, elsewhere, though. He picked the things up and dropped them hastily again with a clatter.
Well, it's just as well to be aware that giving birth isn't like shelling peas, said the doctor.
I should bloody well hope not.
Although I have to say that the midwives seldom refer anything to me. They say men shouldn't fish around where they don't belong. We might as well be living in caves.
Lorne looked down at his patient.
In the words of the philosopher Skeptum, the founder of my profession, am I going to get paid for this?
Vimes investigated the money bag on the man's belt.
Well, $6 do it, he said. Why would the unmentionables attack you, Sergeant? You're a policeman.
I am, but they aren't. Don't you know about them?
I've patched up a few of their guests, yes, said Lorne, and Vimes noted the caution. It didn't pay to know too much in this town. People with curious dislocations, hot wax burns, that sort of thing.
Well, I had a little brush with Captain Swing last night, Vimes said, and he was as polite as hell to me about it. But I'd bet my boots he knows that this lad and his friend came after me. That's his style. He'd probably want to see what I'd do.
He's not the only one interested in you, said Lorne. I got a message that Rosie Parr wants to see you. Well, I assume she meant you. That ungrateful bastard was the actual term she used.
I think I owe her some money, said Vimes, but I've no idea how much.
Don't ask me, said Lorne, smoothing the plaster with his hand. She generally names her price up front.
I mean a finder's fee or whatever it was.
Yes, I know.
Can't help you there, I'm afraid, said Lorne.
Vimes watched him working for a while and said,
Know anything about Miss Batty?
The seamstress. She hasn't been here long.
And she's really a seamstress.
For the sake of precision, said Dr. Lorne, let us say she's a needlewoman. Apparently she heard there was a lot of work for seamstresses in the big city, and had one or two amusing misunderstandings before someone told her exactly what was meant. One of them involved me removing a crochet hook from a man's ear last week. Now she just hangs out with the rest of the girls.
Why?
Because she's making a fortune, that's why, said the doctor. Hasn't it ever occurred to you, Sergeant, that sometimes people go to a massage parlour for a real massage, for example? There's ladies all over this city with discreet signs up that say things like, Trousers repaired while you wait. And a small but significant number of men make the same mistake as Sandra. There's lots of men work here in the city and leave their wives back home, and sometimes, you know, a man feels these urges. Like for a sock without holes, and a shirt with more than one button. The ladies pass on the work. Apparently it's quite hard to find a really good needlewoman in this city. They don't like being confused with their seamstresses.
I just wondered why she hangs around street corners after curfew with a big sewing basket, said Vimes.
Lorne shrugged. Can't help you there. Right, I've finished with this gentleman. It'd be helpful if he lies still for a while.
He indicated the racks of bottles behind him.
About how long will you want him to lie still for?
You can do that.
Oh, yes. It's not accepted Ankh-Morpork medical practice, but since Ankh-Morpork medical practice would consist of hitting him on the head with a mallet, he's probably getting the best of the deal.
No, I meant that you doctors aren't supposed to hurt people, are you?
Only in the course of normal incompetence. But I don't mind sending him to Sleepyland for another 20 minutes. Of course, if you want to wham him with the mallet, I can't stop you. The last guest of Swing I treated had several fingers pointing entirely the wrong way. So if you'd like to give him a few wallops for good luck, I could point out some quite sensitive areas.
No, thanks. I'll just haul him out the back way and drop him in an alley.
Is that all?
No. Then I'll sign my name on his damn plaster cast so he sees it when he wakes up. In bloody big letters so it won't rub off.
Now that's what I call a sensitive area, said Lorne. You're an interesting man, Sergeant. You make enemies like a craftsman.
I've never been interested in needlework, said Vimes.